They're three different stories, three different hour-long documentaries, and each one looks at a different piece of the puzzle. The first piece, called Sounding the Waters, about what it is that is coming and some of the solutions that we're coming up with, the traditional solutions of building levees and the problems with that, and with creating wetlands and the problems with that, and some more kind of far-out ideas, which may or may not work, but which are saying we need to get creative about this. We don't know what to do about it. Program 2 takes us a step further. Even when we do accept and understand that there is this problem, the impact's coming, why are so many people not doing anything about it? Why is it that we can accept climate change and still stay put? And so Program 2, called Facing the Rising Tides, has two stories. One is Steve Mello, who is a Delta farmer, who's living behind levees protecting his farm, which are not going to hold. All the scientists are saying they are not going to hold with climate change. And he's staying put. And the other is T.J. Foster II, who has built Foster City with his dad, sitting at sea level rise next to Silicon Valley, and they're staying put. Now, why is it that people are doing that? And through these two stories, we're trying to talk about a larger issue of why is it we're not willing to face this reality. Program 3 takes us yet another step. Even if we do understand that climate change is coming, and even if we do take the steps to adapt to climate change, it's going to be a messy business. And they're going to be, in the short term, winners and losers. It's going to be hard for a lot of people to live with the adaptations we're going to need to make. So this third hour is one complete story of a young man, Chuy Casadas, and his family. They're Mexican-Americans living in a little town called El Viso at the southern tip of the San Francisco Bay. And their town is threatened with flooding from climate change and is being protected from these impacts through adaptations. And it's going to be a bittersweet solution for this family. It's not going to necessarily have a happy ending for them. And we're looking at why that is.